The Wasatch Community Service Alliance Chair Renee Berkeley explains that the Alliance is the service pillar of the Wasatch Community Foundation.
We started studying the data of Wasatch County to identify the unmet needs, and there were four that crept up. Hunger being number one, emergency housing being number two, affordable housing being number three, and public transportation being number four. The first thing we wanted to tackle was hunger. One out of five Utahns are hungry, and that's typically a child. We have about 1,100 elementary school kids that are hungry every day. We have about 111 middle school kids, undetermined number of high school kids.
Berkeley has been speaking to local leadership through a presentation entitled "The Math Behind the Wasatch Back: Why Are Families Struggling to Live Here?" She said they are working to filling gaps for childhood hunger in Wasatch County.
There's a lot of families that are working two and three jobs. Kids are going home. There's no food. So we need to bring the food to the kids. There was already a wonderful snack and backpack program going on with the elementary school kids who are eligible for free or reduced lunch, but that didn't service the middle school, didn't service the high school. So what we did was, with community partners, we opened up a pantry in Wasatch High School, and then we opened up food closets in both the middle schools. We are also getting food to the kids when school is not in session. We gave away 400 bags of food that covered 2 weeks of Christmas break. We also just gave out 650 nutrition packs to elementary schools over spring break. The next thing we're really looking at is summer break. We have a free summer lunch program that goes on just during summer school. We extended it by 3 weeks last year, and now we want to have it all summer long. So that's our next big challenge.
Berkeley says that there's no answer for another huge issue in the county, that being emergency housing.
For example, if a police officer finds a family who's living in a tent in the Walmart parking lot, they'll call the transient bishop and they may get one night in a hotel. That doesn't stabilize a family. A family needs a couple months that are taken care of so that they can be hooked up with community resources, they can get a job, they can get kids in school, if they need daycare, if they need training, whatever they need to become self-reliant. I had the experience of working with a homeless family last summer, and it was really a challenge to get them stabilized, and we were able to get some money from a local church that would provide them rent for a room from a friend, and that was just for 1 month. Affordable housing, we only have two affordable housing units, and they have a wait list of anywhere from 6 months to 3 years to get in. And they turn families away all the time. In fact, they've encouraged families to leave Wasatch County and go down to Provo, where they are now becoming more creative and able to provide more affordable housing than we can.
Berkeley says that affordable housing is a huge issue as well.
When you look at housing in Wasatch County, the average home now costs $444,000. Who can afford that? They're not getting affordable wages. I mean, the poverty wage in Wasatch County is like $14.14. 23% of the renters are making about $12. If a family has three children and one member is making $17.91 an hour, they're still going to come up a little over $2,000 short a month just to live. So what are people doing? They're bunking in with grandma and grandpa, and they're not driving a new car, and they're going to the food pantry for food, and maybe they don't have the healthcare coverage that they need. We see these scenarios all the time.
Berkeley says that they've had some success and will continue to work to eradicate childhood hunger in the county. Berkeley also says that they're hoping to develop an emergency fund to provide resources for those who become homeless.
So we've got some real challenges, but my experience is working with the right community entities and with the community that cares, you can tackle any of these problems.
That's Renee Berkeley. You can find out more information about the work the Wasatch Community Service Alliance is doing through links on KPCW's website. I'm David Boyle, KPCW News.